Welcome to the Chicago Camps 2017 Prototypes, Process, and Play Design Leadership Conference podcast, sponsored by Balsamic. With Balsamic mockups, anyone can design great interfaces. And in partnership with Simplecast, publish your podcast the easy way at simplecast.fm. This podcast features Susanna Beerworth, Chief Creative Officer at the Mars Agency, and her lightning talk, Managing Up, Down, and Sideways, from August 11th, 2017.
Say it again, CCO, yeah. Can you guys hear me? Okay, awesome.
Chief Creative Officer of the Mars Agency.
And that's where I'm going to start. I started in this, got 15 seconds, right? 15 minutes. I started in the industry as a junior art director, and I managed to become a CCO, right? And I put the emphasis on manage because Russ asked me to only speak about managing, so I'm going to get really tactical here, all right? And the first question I have, and I learned that the hard way, and I think anybody here that isn't a manager yet and that wants to become a manager, ask yourself, do you really want to become a manager? Or do you just want more cash? Right? And I've seen that mistake over and over, that I promote people that I lost a good designer and got a shitty manager because I promoted them, right? And I had a really, really awesome writer. His name is Tony, and I'm still in touch with him, and I love him. And because I love him and he's so fucking good, I took him aside and I said, Tony, I'm going to promote you. And he got like all quiet, left, came back, and he said, Suze, I don't want a promotion. I don't want to become a manager like you. Not like my style, but he didn't like the fact that he would have to manage timesheets and people and projects and all that. And I was like, that's the first time ever that I hear somebody say that. That's actually really smart. And so I told him, okay, how about you're not a manager, you're a mentor. And I tell you, twice a week you have to meet with all the writers in the group and make their work better. And you have nothing else to do. Just, you know, sprinkle your wisdom and make everybody better. And he's like, okay, I can do that. And so I turned a manager prospect into a mentor, and everybody's happy. Gave him a little bit of money. Sometimes also a couple extra vacation days helped. And so I'm pretty happy, and so is Tony. So again, ask yourself what you're signing up for. Don't just go for the money or the glory. There's very little glory in that. So Russ asked me to give some hardcore tips. So I wanted to start with how you want to manage yourself once you are a manager. And the rule here for me is step back. The work is not your work anymore. You have to delegate or you're going to die. From now on, everybody's going to judge you how your group or your team performs. So do your team the favor. Don't take all the shit home and do it yourself. It's insulting. You got to let go to help them get there. And sometimes it's really hard to train people. It's really exhausting, actually. But you got to do that to help them succeed and to help yourself exceed. Because in the end, you will be judged by everything that comes out of your department or your group. So again, delegate or die. Then the first thing I did or always do when I move up and I'm taking on more responsibility managing people is find the core team, like your inner circle, right? You need certain people. You need the people you can totally trust. You need somebody that can call your bullshit, right? Somebody you can really trust, like Suze, that was the stupidest idea, dumbest thing you've ever done. Why didn't you do it else, somehow else? Then you need a person that really understands your vision and your design sense and how you want things done. So you need those people desperately. I just took over a really large creative department, and the first thing I did is hire two people that I love, that I know. I trained them. John is here. Anne is in New York. So I don't have to worry about it. They know how I work, how I want stuff done, and I let them set them free, and everything is good. And then the last thing is, don't change yourself. Don't suddenly think you have to become little Miss Perfect or Mr. Superstar. If you are an introvert, don't change that. Just perfect that, right? If you are a big idea person, don't suddenly think you need to be the best implementer or project manager there is. If you are a project manager, don't think you have to become the superstar of ideation. Just really don't waste your time on trying to be somebody that you're not. Just take what you are, make it work, and perfect yourself in that. Does it make sense? Okay, so then the next one is managing your people. I think managing your people is the most fun because the first thing you need to do is you need to know your people. You got to know why they are there, like do they have loyalty to the company or to you? Are they just there for a paycheck? Are they really checked out? Do they want a career or do they really just, you know, working towards retirement or what is it? Then you need to figure out what they actually up against in their life so that you don't put somebody that just had a baby on a new business pitch and all that stuff. But most often your informer, right, the person that does all the gossip for you, has already told you that, so that's good. Then you have to know one thing, and I think it's common sense, and I'm sure everybody of you knows that. You got to know what your people are good at, and you have to fight for that, right? If you don't know what your people's superpower is, you're going to put the wrong people on the wrong job. And that I see that happen all the time because you got all this project manager and account people and all those people with the checkbooks, right? Well, Jimmy is up. Let's put Jimmy on that project. Well, no, Jimmy would not be good at that project. So you're not going to put Jimmy at that project because you totally know what Jimmy is made out of and he's not going to be good. The second one is, I have to put on my glasses. Yeah, the last one is actually, it's not the second, it's the last because I put two into one. As a manager, you can never throw your people under the bus. They will never forgive you, and it's just absolutely not fair. So you got to realize, even with, when I said delegate or die, all the work that comes out is your work. It's your responsibility. So if your team fucks up, it's your fuck up. If your team doesn't meet a deadline, yeah, well, it's again your fuck up because you didn't give them enough resources, right, to make the deadline, and so on, you catch the idea. Last one I wanted to talk about is how to manage your boss, which is, of course, a really bizarre situation for me right now because I am the boss, even so I'm a woman, and coming back to that whole topic, that's a whole new topic on how women get to that position. It wasn't easy. So first of all, what I need my team or how I want to be managed as a boss is please know how I need to receive information. Don't send me long emails. English is my second language. I'm just not big on 5-page emails, right? So you need to figure out, do I want a text? Do I want smoke signals? Do I want a personal appearance, a phone call, email? What do I want? And how do I want to receive information? And that's really on you to figure out and not so much on me to put out memos. This is how I want to receive information. It's never going to happen like that. Then the next one is don't let me hang there because I have a boss too. So if some bullshit happens, get to me right away. By the way, I like texts. So if something happens, send me a text that something happened so that I'm not going to get blindsided when my boss rushes into my office and says, what the fuck, right? And so I then already know who I'm not allowed to throw under the bus, right? I already have ideas on how we can make that all better, which is the next topic that is, don't come crying, oh my God, I don't know how to do something, oh my God. Just come to me and say, okay, I'm sitting on a really difficult situation, I'm thinking I should do this or that, but I don't know if I should really do that or that. What do you think? So that helps me a little bit better than you coming and dumping a whole load of, like, you know, shit on my plate, basically, because I need to have more information. It would be nice of you to also have figured it out enough so that I can help you figure it out even further or give some real input. Russ, isn't that true? We talked about that, right? Okay. So anyhow, so no problems without solution and no surprises ever. But then the other one that I noticed is when you come to me or when I go to my boss, I kind of have a plan. I don't just go there. I predict the outcome, right? And what do you really want to have happen when you go there, right? And like last week, I went to Rob, and what I really wanted is more people, right? I need more people. So I could have gone in and said, Rob, I need fucking more people because this workload is absolutely insane, and I would have gotten nothing. So what I did is I went to him and I said, Rob, I'm turning down jobs. It's killing me. I mean, there's so many opportunities, so much more we could do for this client, but I'm turning down money, basically, because I don't have enough people to do the jobs. And he was like, oh my God. Oh my God, did you run this through finance? I'm like, of course I ran it through finance. We're losing X amount of dollars every month. He's like, well, maybe we should hire more people. And I said, Rob, that's a fucking great idea. I got more people, and I made him feel really good about himself. Because as a woman, that's what you learn how to manage, unfortunately, but you always make them feel it was their idea to begin with. And I know I should fight that, but I'm just dealing with it, that people are wired differently. So those are my management tips. And do I have time for questions?
Two questions.
Anybody? Please. Ryan Page, who is an introvert that has been one of the best managers I've ever seen. Okay.
Thanks. So my question is, how do you get feedback as the boss? Because I've been in situations where my boss has asked me for feedback, and even when you want to try to give direct feedback, it's very, very difficult to navigate the right amount, the right tone. So I'm curious, how do you have confidence that you're getting feedback as like a leader, a manager, sort of higher up in the food chain? How do you ensure that you're getting
that
the
I'm
right
giving or
getting
that I'm giving or getting?
I think you can probably give the feedback. I'm saying as at the top, it's harder to get feedback than I think is typically
feedback
perceived.
Feedback from my boss, basically,
or from your team.
Yeah. Well, feedback from my boss is because I know what my boss is up against, so I know what keeps him up at night, so I know why he's saying what he's saying, right? Feedback from my team, again, I have my trusted advisors. I have the people that that I know when they're telling me, God, this really blew, you did that wrong, that I trust them, that they're not saying that out of any selfish reasons. But I normally don't try to honestly give a fuck what people say and talk and all the gossip about me, because people are normally scared of their bosses, and so you have to earn that trust. But there's always a little bit of truth to it, right? So I do take that if it comes up at least twice, I do think they are onto something. My first time I was in ACD, I was still the person that did all the work themselves. I would take it home, or I would actually run up to the Keyline studio and make changes the moment before they released the file to the printer, right? So that was a complete bad move. And so my team sat me down, three ACDs, two senior art directors, and a CD, and those four, and said, if you do that one more time, we're going to quit. And if you move the mouse one more time, we will quit. So I took that too hard, and from there on, I delegated, because I empower them, I trust them.
One more question, anybody? Bueller? Three?
When you talk about people being right for the job and trying, like, you want to put the right people on the right job, you also have to give people some room to grow, right, into something they may not be good at yet. So do you have any advice on how to find the right balance when somebody's right for something?
Well, everybody, what I do is, like, everybody has dreams, right? Everybody wants to go learn more, right? So what I do is I tell them, look, you might think that this isn't the right job for you, but I really want you to try it, because I see something in you that you would actually enjoy doing this. And that's really how I do it. I don't like to restrict people. You know, if somebody raises their hand and says, I really want to work on that new business pitch, and unless it's completely stupid, you know, to even consider that idea, why not? Like, everybody wants to try something out. You know, I would never hold them back. But what I see more is that people, that I need to push people in, you know, in learning something new. And when you know your people, you know what might be really good for them. I'm done, right?
You're done.
Okay, I'm done.
Thanks for listening to the Chicago Camps 2017 Prototypes, Process, and Play Design Leadership Conference podcast, sponsored by Balsamiq. With Balsamiq mockups, anyone can design great interfaces. And in partnership with Simplecast, publish your podcasts the easy way at simplecast.fm. Learn more about Chicago Camps events on our website at chicagocamps.org.